a couple of days before I was actually set to fly out. Actually got bit by a rattlesnake in the hand. So my hand was completely worthless. I couldn't play to save my life.
All right, cool.
All right, what's up, everybody? This is Brian. I'm here with Israel. And today we have a special guest. We're here with the legendary David Vincent.
Yeah.
Thank you for your time, Dave. You might know him from a lot of bands, including Morbid Angel, Terrorizer, and now Ultimus.
Ultimus, yes. So Ultimus, the new album, is going to be out March 15. It's called Epic, out on Season of Mist. We're pretty stoked about that. We've heard a couple tracks already, and we're definitely digging it. David, can you give us, before we get right into the meat and potatoes of this, can you give us a little background on how the band came together a few years back?
Well, sure. It's probably something that was like a volcano, you know, bubbling under the surface for many years. I met Rooney, decades ago. We were playing a festival together. He was still in Mayhem. And, you know, met him backstage and kind of got to speaking with him and what have you. And I really liked the guy, like, immediately. And, you know, we kind of talked over the years, and it was kind of like one of those conversations. Yeah, you know, one of these days we had to sit down and, you know, work on some music together, or, you know, let's do a project, or let's do this or do that. And, well, several years later, you know, you see him again, and, you know, these things happen. It's like backstage talk, right? But I was serious, and I think he was as well. It's just finding the time and, you know, everything being right. So, you know, one day, oh gosh, I don't know, 5 years ago or so, he called me up and said, so, hey man, what are you doing? I said, oh, you know, I'm doing this, I do thing. He said, so, you know, we really need to talk about doing something together. I said, well, let's start right now. And he's like, okay then. And the rest is history. So
cool. Well, that's good. I mean, you guys were cordial beforehand, so that's really, I would imagine that helps. You guys plan this stuff out to what it to the execution now, how has it evolved differently, or was it actually always the same, a plan to get it to where it is now?
Well, I mean, you never know where, you know, sometimes art drives itself. So, you know, with the best of intentions and the most sort of planning, you know, things go the way that they're going to go. And, you know, that's part of the beauty of art, is allow it to be spontaneous. And that happens certainly during our writing sessions when, you know, we all just get together and sit in the room and you know, get after it. And depending on what mood folks are in on a given day, is going to depend on how miserable the music is. So we just roll with it. And that's the main focus of Ultimus, is being organic and being honest and putting this sort of passion, you know, group passion, into something that only seems to be achieved when, you know, you're sitting in the room with your bandmates. So, you know, I love it.
Yeah, David, that kind of brings me into my question. For writing this album, Epic, I was reading that you guys actually got together at your ranch in Texas and wrote and recorded this. Is that normal for you, or and like, what was that like?
Well, I hadn't had the ranch quite finished yet by the time we did the first record, so it was kind of in a room, you know, a very small room in my former house. But, you know, it's just, I really like it out here because there's no distractions, there's no people. I mean, I'm way out in the boonies, and so the only thing you see is, you know, my cattle and my donkeys and my horses, but there's no people anywhere. So you go outside and there's no city lights. So the only lights you have are the stars and the moon. And it just, with no distractions, we can really be introspective and introverted as it comes to, you know, putting stuff together. So we're not thinking about anything. Our minds are cleared. There's no type of influences that would come say by being in a bar every night, or honking horns and the hustle and bustle of everyday city life. I just don't have that out here. So again, it keeps our focus on being together, sharing musical ideas, sharing all kinds of ideas that end up finding a way into the finished product.
Yeah, I would guess that the environment around you definitely lends itself for that, which is great. Now, in this band, you mainly handle vocal duties, but no bass. Even with the vocals, I mean, you have mixed it up a little bit with this one, with a little bit melody here and there. How big of an adjustment is this for just doing vocals and not bass when you're playing live?
Well, so the original plan was, now I was going to record bass in the studio. And the first record came along, and a couple of days before I was actually set to fly out, actually got bit by a rattlesnake in the hand. So my hand was completely worthless. I couldn't play to save my life. So Rooney ended up tracking the bass on the first record. But the plan was always that, I would track bass, but I didn't want to play bass live in this band. Everything I do, I try to take a different approach to it. With Morbid, it was bass and vocals. With Terrorizer, it's just bass. With my country stuff, I actually play acoustic guitar and vocals. So this was yet another thing, a different approach, different mindset. I'm only vocalizing with this band.
Cool. Sounds great.
Off of that, has your hand recovered?
I'm probably at, I mean, there's a new norm. It's not where it was prior to, but it's, I worked on it, and I can play now. It was very challenging for quite some period of time.
Yeah, I'm guessing. Wow, I didn't know that.
I don't recommend anybody run out and try to do it. Let's put it that way.
Yeah,
I wouldn't think so.
Wow, David, you have a real storied career in death metal. With the past bands we went over, what do you find still so rewarding about playing in that genre?
Well, I mean, I do a lot of different stuff. I make a lot of different music. At the end of the day, I am a metal guy. I always have been. Music is my life, man. I wake up in the morning and I have songs in my head. I walk around the house, singing to my girl and singing to the cat and singing in the shower. When I'm riding on my own, there's just music that's just always in my head. I'll watch a film, and there will be some amazing line that'll spark a bunch of ideas. It's kind of who I am. I don't know that I really have a choice in the matter.
Now, the new album Epic, at least from what we've heard so far, it's a very great blend of black and death metal. One of the examples for me was the track Scorcher. It's kind of one of those that kind of just goes right for the throat, and it reminds me a little bit of Vader, but it has a kind of like a weird mix that you guys did, especially with the riffing and the vocals. How involved are you in actually writing the music parts of this, or is this left mostly to Rooney and Flo?
Well, so like I said, we all get together. My biggest thing is arrangement. As opposed to it just being an afterthought, I mean, as we're writing, I'm thinking about vocals, like how does this feel? How does this feel? How does this part sort of cascade into the next? So that's my biggest thing. When it comes to riffing, I mean, Rooney is just stellar, an amazing musician, super creative. And I like, he just has this, his own very personal, unique sense of melody that is, part of the sort of miserable Norwegian black metal kind of thing, that it some of it is so ugly, it's just beautiful. And like I said, it's unique. And unique is one of the words that really expresses my desire, what I'm after. Something that doesn't just sound like everything else, which, you know, I mean, I probably don't have to tell you fellas that so many things these days sound just very cookie cutter and like everything else. And I guess, you know, after so many years and, you know, people being influenced by, you know, their contemporaries, there's no wonder that it is that way. So again, you know, when we're listening, the music that we listen to is, you know, the old stuff that we listen to, you know, as we were growing up, you know, the Black Sabbath and Deep Purple and some of this kind of stuff. So we're not really sort of influenced by our contemporaries. We just do what we do. And when something sounds good and feels good to us, that's what it is.
Yeah, it sounds like it's a very organic creative process for you guys.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome to hear. David, Ultimus, I saw, has some festival dates this summer.
We do.
Yeah, is there any other plans for the band this year?
Well, I mean, we're always making plans. I'm one of those who don't like to talk about the bird that's in the bush. I wait till it's in my hand. Mm-hmm. So, yes, we have a lot of things that we want to do. I just don't have anything to announce yet, other than, mm-hmm. you know, we begin March in Europe, and then we have sporadic things, again, as you mentioned, you know, festivals and whatnot in Europe. The band has not played in the States yet, and we're that's certainly top on our priority list. It needs to be the right situation. I mean, you know, I'm not interested in, you know, sort of clunking around like I did when I was, you know, 18, and that's just not going to work. You know, atmosphere and mood are really big for us. So, you know, we need to have an environment, or create an environment, that is conducive to us being able to make our magic in the right setting, mm-hmm. right mood, and the right atmosphere. So,
sure. Off of the new album, what is one of the standout tracks, at least in your mind?
Gosh, that's better left up to you all, because I love the whole thing. I mean, there's a lot of diversity. There's a lot of emotion. You know, I'm really proud of the record. I mean, we worked very, very hard on it and put a lot of muscle into it. So, however that's perceived, I mean, you know, we've done what we've done. It's out, it's recorded, it's getting ready to be released. So, it'll be up to the listeners to decide, you know, what do they like? What moves them? You know, what do they get out of it? You know, that kind of thing. I really try not to Monday morning quarterback my own stuff. So I apologize that's probably not the answer you're looking for.
It's all right.
that's the most honest answer I can give you.
No, it's cool. It's from what we've heard so far, I think there's like been three tracks released, and we're definitely digging it, and we're very happy that you know you have new material coming from you, being big fans of your previous work, and hopefully we can catch you in the States sometime soon. If not, sometime we'll see you in Europe or something.
Well, you know what? For those who don't know, these European festivals are amazing. It's mm-hmm. it's unfortunate that we don't have, you know, quite that same kind of environment here in the States. You know, who knows what the future will bring, but the summer European festivals have always been something that's really cool. I've been doing them for many, many years now, and I always look forward to it.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Well, the album is called Epic from Ultimas, March 15th on Season of Mist, and epic lineup for sure. Rune Erickson, David Vincent, Flo Monier, Ipe TVS, and Joao Duarte on guitar and live. And we can't wait for the final product to pop out. David, thank you so much for joining us today. And also follow Ultimus on Facebook, Instagram, your website as well. Bandcamp, right?
Yep.
Bandcamp's always a good one.
All of the usual suspects. Hey, guys, I want to say thanks for your time, and hope to see you soon.
We'll see you out there, man. Thank you so much.
Take care.